Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
We've been talking about it quite a bit already. The semi-finals on in the hurling. Huge game tomorrow in the hurling. Dublin, surprisingly for lots of people, versus Cork at Croke Park. 80,000 people expected to attend. What an occasion. We were looking to talk to a few dubs who are actually going to the match tomorrow, real dubs, and we found them for you. A couple of old Gift Grub favourites, Keith Duffy. How are you, Keith?
How are you, buddy?
And I believe you're going with the old buddy, Ronan Keating. How are you, Ro? How's the man?
Fair play, Ian. It's a while since I've been on. I was getting a bit worried there for a while. I wasn't getting the old calls, but happy to be here now, in fairness.
Yep. Right, okay. So what are the Dubs' chances, Ro, do you think?
Well, I remember the Calcium days, Ian, following this team in the 80s and the early 90s and all the greats. Yeah. Brendan Brogan, Bernie Mullins. I remember Dickie Rock taking the freeze. Unbelievable. Yeah. Bill Cullen. And on goal. And I remember they were all the heroes of the past. And then the heroes of the modern day, you're talking about, you know, Jeremy Cluxton, Joe Sherlock, Stephen Merchant bombing up through midfield and giving it to Ozzy Kilkenny, you know, giving it all the way to Ozzy Kilkenny and over the bar. Yeah. These guys are all Dublin legends, Ian. Yeah. So, you know, up the hill 15 and come on!
Sorry, Ro, they're all footballers you're talking about. This is Dublin versus Cork in the hurling.
What?
Keith, you knew that, didn't you? It's the hurling.
Sorry, buddy, I've been out of the loop with Brian McFadden doing the Pacific Rim for the last 2.5 years. Would you mind telling me when the Dubs took up hurling?
No, listen, not to worry. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
what's going on, Duster?
Enjoy the game.
Easy, Ro. We'll go anyway. Easy.
It's okay. So, not to worry. Matt Cooper's on the line as well. Matt, big day for Cork. Want to try and keep this nice and balanced. Big day for Cork tomorrow.
Ooh. Well, if Cork don't do it tomorrow, they never will. Limerick gone, the path is open, so this is it, I can't wait.
Matt, would you not consider yourself now, you know, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, would you not consider yourself a dub? I mean, you've been here now for... You've been here for about 30 years.
Ian, I'm pure Cork, Ian. I go to every Cork match if I'm lucky enough to get a ticket, which I usually am. Cork jersey, Cork through and through, Ian. Cork through and through.
Through and through, okay, right. Let me see.
I'm Cork through and through, Ian.
I know. But like you, I'm just sort of working out the Google Maps here. You live in Rathmines, Matt. It's a South County Dublin thing. You know, that's about as South Dublin as you get.
But sure, like, that doesn't take away from the fact that I'm pure Cork, the blood and bandage, like. I went to school in the North, man. Tough place going for me chips down in Lennox's of a Friday night, like. Then after Sir Henry's to watch Frank and Walter's, me dad. There's nobody more Cork than me. There's nobody more Cork than me.
Matt,
and everybody knows that.
Matt, you've spent more of your life in Dublin than in Cork. I mean, like, really.
Would you ever get a life, would you? You're an awful goal, you know that? I must Cork now as they come. Jimmy Barry Murphy comes to me when he wants to know the scab or Cork or the Bears or whatever. But I'm warning you now, boy. I'll go full Miss Piggy on you with my accent now. If you don't shut your stupid gold dub. Hi-ya!
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.